Family grieves Super Bowl champion Jordan DeVay, who died by suicide at 38. You were our hero. By Amy Furr on July 25, 2026. Former NFL guard Jordan DeVay's family are mourning his loss after announcing the 38-year-old took his own life. Lindsay DeVay, his wife, said he died on what would have been their 15th wedding anniversary, the New York Post reported Friday. "We have filled the walls of our homes and hearts with countless memories, joys, struggles, and triumphs. We brought four beautiful children into this world that have your eyes, freckles, and compassion. You were our hero in our heart's ache in your absence. We love you. We miss you. And as you said in your last words to me, we'll talk soon," she wrote in an Instagram post on Friday. DeVay played for the Ravens, Patriots, Chiefs, Raiders, and Bills. It was during his time with the Patriots that they won the Super Bowl. He retired in 2021 after playing one game for the Buffalo Bills in 2020, according to ESPN. The outlet noted his family believed he suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, but were unable to test for the illness due to his manner of death. CTE is a brain disease likely caused by repeated head injuries. It causes the death of nerve cells in the brain, known as degeneration. CTE gets worse over time. The only way to definitively diagnose CTE is after death during an autopsy of the brain, per the Mayo Clinic's website. CTE is rare and not well understood, but experts don't believe it's related to a single head injury. CTE appears to be related to repeated head injuries, often occurring in contact sports or military combat. CTE also has been associated with second impact syndrome, when a second head injury occurs before symptoms of a previous head injury have fully resolved, the site read. His parents told Fox 13 DeVay was an organ donor, and they want others to know it is important to reach out for help when someone is struggling with their mental health. That help is there, and there's nothing wrong with you for reaching out. You're not fighting the battle alone, his mother said. As of Saturday morning, a GoFundMe created to help his family has raised over $92,000.